Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Patriots out there, July 23rd, 2016. We have a great show this morning here on That Provident Article. My good friend, my patriot and compatriot in Liberty here in Texas, Tamara Colbert is going to be joining us. She is also the media director for the Convention of States Project Nationwide, and we are going to be discussing communications and messaging. And I want to say to Tamara, who is on the line, thank you so very much for joining us. I'm going to kill this music bed because we're going to start right up. And good morning, Tamara. Thank you for joining us here on That Project.
Thanks, Paul.
Hey. Man, this is great. We've been so busy, but I appreciate you taking some of your time with us for something very important that we have discussed over and over again in various ways. But your experience with the media is extremely helpful to us in understanding how to present a message. So very quickly and briefly, can you give us kind of your credentials, your education, and then your experience in this so that we know we're actually talking to an expert?
Well, I thank you so much for having me. I love the art of communication, and I have been practicing it for 18 years. I've traveled all over the world actually training and leading and building communication teams. I've worked in more than 70 countries all over the world. So I love meeting people, but the one thing that I really find fascinating is that communication is absolutely so vital. It doesn't matter where you come from, but with the right ability to communicate, you can use that for building bridges, regardless of nationality or continent or language barriers. And so I've been blessed with some great experience and training over my career.
Well, I know that I personally have learned a lot just working with you the last 2.5 years, seeing what you do and then having you look over what I prepare, which is very valuable to me. Sometimes my stuff gets hacked up quite a bit, sometimes not so much, which means I'm learning and doing better. As I was preparing for this and thinking about questions and thinking about what we do, it really dawned on me, and it probably should have dawned on me quicker, everything we do is about communication. No matter what we strategize about, it always ends up, the end point is always, how do we communicate? Whoever it is we're talking to, be it a legislator, or be it a supporter, or be it somebody in the opposition, be it through email or social media, the end point is always, how do we end up communicating our message? And so that's what we want to try and focus on, is some of those principles that we can apply no matter how we're doing it or who we're speaking to. And then we want to focus on what are some of the differences depending on our audience and our medium that we're using.
Absolutely. The basic thing that we're talking about, okay, is that public relations or media relations, it's really a strategic communication process for building mutually beneficial relationships between an organization and its public. In this case, our public that we're trying to reach, we can do that best through the media. So the key here is one word, and it's called relationships. So public relations and media relations, it's centrally focused on relationships, and that is from developing, nurturing, and expanding those relationships for all the Convention of State activities in the state. And what I love is in January, I launched this program internally with the Convention of States Project all across the nation, and we have currently media liaisons from 30 active states, and of course that fluctuates because, as we know, participating in a volunteer environment, sometimes things happen in one's life and a relative gets sick or a husband or wife changes jobs, and so there's things that are constantly in flux, so we have a little bit of turnover there. But for the most part, I've got a great consistent group of media liaisons that are the state communication officer, and so they work as part of that state communication team, as part of the executive team, really helping the state leader and the legislative liaison and grassroots coordinator and coalitions director all work on that messaging, and I help guide them from that national standpoint. So they can really understand, okay, what's the action plan nationally? how does that translate to my state? And that could really be starting with the basics, such as where is your state in the resolution legislative process? And then we build upon that, and you're right, and we build messaging, because what's right for Texas isn't the same messaging that we're going to use necessarily for Montana. And so outside of that basic convention of states message, right, on the beauty of Article 5 and how we can use Article 5 to return that power to the people, well, you know, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, northern Tennessee, that's West Virginia, coal. Coal and energy is huge in those states. Montana actually has got energy as well. And so what we talk about in some of those states is going to be different than what we're talking about in Florida and in some cases the Carolinas. And so we bridge an overarching message, and then we tie that in to the community, the state, to really try to be as effective as possible.
Okay. That's a terrific point, isn't that, you know, local and regional issues that are going to resonate with the community that's there.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, you'd think that's common. Yeah, it's common sense, but you know, so many organizations that are national just end up having the single message and hope that everybody will relate to that, and that's obviously not going to be true. The beauty, as you said, of our application and of our resolution of our project is that it is a liberty message, which has so many facets to it, which can hook people. And it's not a hook from a manipulative perspective. It's a hook because it's a principled perspective, and that it should hook you. It's liberty is a great message to have. Some of the challenges we have, they're great challenges, is the different media we can use. And I thought in terms of all the way from, we've had several significant books written on this, obviously Mark Levin's Liberty Amendments, Governor Abbott's Broken But Unbowed. So those are big, long messages. All the way to people who are at rallies, and all they have is a sign, and you've got to communicate your message in 1 to 4 words, right there or on a freeway bridge.
Absolutely.
But there's principles involved, no matter how much or how little you're writing or saying. Mm-hmm. What are some of those principles we can look at to help communicate our message better?
Well, I think when we're talking about convention of states and really an action plan for communicating, there's some really simple things, right? That each of us, and when I say there's, you know, a media liaison who's that primary communications officer working with the executive team within the state, we are building different communications structures in each state because each state has different needs. And so when we start with that basic plan, and then it's just like a physician that goes to treat a patient. What he's going to treat you with is going to be different than what he's going to treat your wife, even if she's got the same cold or the same virus. And so because your body is individual, just like our country is made up of 50 states, but each state is made up differently. And so really I always tell every media person, every district captain, because we have a lot of talented district captains who can write well, who can communicate very well. And in some states, what we do is we leverage those people to do letter writing campaigns. We leverage them for opinion editorials. And it's fantastic because we have so many talented people all across the nation. But really, I always tell people, you've got to work directly with your state director. I would never want to give anybody the misinformation of asking them to just do something in a vacuum on their own, because the whole beautiful thing for the Convention of States project is that we have teams. We don't just have teams, we have phenomenal teams and phenomenal leadership in all the states. And so your state leader, your legislative liaison, your grassroots coordinator and coalition director, they're all working together, right? Because they have a larger, what I call is the state resolution action plan. So that's the strategy for getting the resolution passed. So communications, media relations is very vital, plays an exceptional role in helping to spread that communication message. So you've got to be in contact with your state team. But you also should work with that, your state director, to make sure you can outline, say, 2 to 3 goals that leadership team has defined, right? That's going to help you strategize on how to utilize the media in accomplishing getting your resolution passed, in accomplishing reaching that northwest corner of your state that hasn't been reached yet. And so I always counsel people, all you have to do is write out a simple action plan. It can be so easy, and that could literally be making a list on the key areas of the state that still are unreached, right? What is there a time frame or a deadline for how you're going to do that? Also, check with your state capital to find out if there is a media representative from that region or that area that works the capital specifically when the session is in play. Then you find out, okay, if I'm looking in Amarillo, then I'm going to find out, okay, what are the news radio stations in Amarillo? Okay, now I've got that. What about the television stations? And then you kind of work from there. Then what you do is tie that all in with your plan. And again, the key thing before you can even communicate is you've got to have that media pitch, right? That elevator pitch is what the whole industry calls it, which is really kind of, some people say 30 seconds. I really say 12 seconds. You've got 12 seconds to hook somebody to your message. And it's even more so with today's media, because the media are, it's such an interesting environment. Literally, we have sometimes 12-hour media cycles. Here's the perfect example of that. This week, Hillary Clinton, her announcement of her vice presidential pick, nominee to run with her, happened almost simultaneously to the terrorist attack in Munich, Germany. So what's interesting is that terrorist attack, because that security is such a front and central focal point right now in our nation during this election cycle, and for our convention of states, volunteers, and supporters, that's one of their top issues is national security, and what's happening overseas affects Americans. So the media cycle did not really, there was hardly any coverage of Hillary Clinton's pick for vice president because of this terrorist activity that happened in Germany. And I find that so very interesting. And that 12, now today it could be a whole different thing. Or tomorrow, you know, Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, any day could be something different. And so when you are working with the media, we have to make sure we've got the right points to talk about. Spot on messages that are clear and concise. And then we've got our outline of our media targets, and then we go for it. Then we make sure, okay, have somebody looked at this? Am I going to put out a press release as a media advisory? And so what I'm putting all this together, really, this is your media toolbox. And so with Convention of States, the beautiful thing is you never have to feel that you're operating in a vacuum, because we have great resources. And I say that not because I'm calling myself great. I'm saying that, Paul, because what I always encourage the state media liaisons and anyone who's writing, especially writing, when we put something out, it must be first class. There cannot be any mistakes, because editors of print publications, radio producers, news assignment editors at television stations, they're looking. They are bombarded with so much information. They're actually looking for any reason to throw out your media advisory or your press release. So from the Convention of States standpoint, we really try to instill a desire for excellence, because excellence inspires, and so excellence also draws people to you. And so that's really that it encompasses kind of our whole attitude, where we're digging deeper, where we're providing real substantive commentary on issues. We are in the communities demonstrating that we're right there. We're not just, you know, we've got our leaders in Houston You're in Houston this week giving a presentation. Well, that's because we've got strong leadership there. You're supporting them. Last week it was in the panhandle of Texas where we were working and supporting other leaders that were rising up in that in their community there. And I love that because we can use all of this. This is all part of our building block in Texas, but it's happening simultaneously around the nation. And communication is such a vital and really integral component to how we're getting this liberty message across with Article 5.
All right. You covered a lot there. I put three key points I want to follow up on and kind of drive it now down to the supporters and our district captains, because we had the high-level view, which is very important from the statewide strategic level. But what can, you know, the dozens of people who listen to the podcast, it might be more than that now. It's not a lot, but that's okay. That's not was not the point of doing
it. It doesn't matter.
But,
that's right.
Right.
Go ahead.
But for those who are listening, a couple of things. And one of the first things you brought up was, you know, have a 12-second message. And we know that when we were at the Texas GOP State Convention, you know, one of our district captains, Dean DeSoto, came up and he challenged us to be able to come up with a very quick response message anytime that somebody comes to you. And that was a task we gave all of our leadership. Make sure that you have a soundbite that you can respond to at any time to just explain very quickly and to hook people. Hey, what is this convention? So people wandered by our booth. What is this? Well, you better be able to hook them in 12 seconds. You can't give them the 3-minute, you know, spiel that you've got, because they're walking to another booth by then, right? There's too much stuff going on.
If they give you that eye look, you better be able to get out your message in those 10 to 12 seconds.
Right, and that was a great tool for us to be able, you know, we need to discipline our message and make it so concise, but so compact, but appealing. Is like, that sounds really interesting. Tell me more about what this means. You know, what are you talking about that you are challenging? This is one of mine, right? We are challenging the states to renew federalism, right? Well, that sounds interesting. What? Explain that a little more to me, right? And I may have a couple more sentences.
Absolutely. I'll give you a perfect example. Absolutely. So, you know, we're constantly, the one thing that I find myself always challenged by is that you and I, and several, probably a dozen other Texans, we've been part of this movement in Texas really from the moment that we officially launched the project, which is really exciting because we've got great history in that. The challenge for those of us who have been in this movement the whole entire time is, you and I talked about this in our, even in our presentations, we take for granted the fact that we have this institutional history and we've become, and you know, I don't want to say I'm an expert because I'm always learning something new about Article 5 and what those constitutional experts really reveal and bring to the table through their research. But really, out of the majority of citizens, you and I are experts on Article 5, and we can talk about it at length, give that clear understanding. But the challenge that we have is being able to come up with new 10-second sound bites, with a new way to phrase that information that can engage somebody where this new message is going to resonate. I'll give you a perfect example. So over the last couple of days, I've been working with a couple of people just toying with some new phrases that we can put out there that we can start using in press releases and media advisories and use as a single quick message topic point. So you get to hear it first. Are you ready? So
I'm ready.
Convention of States and Article 5 is the original anti-establishment choice for saving America.
I like that. And that's perfect for, again, going to segue into the second point you brought up is current events, right? And or really what's currently on people's mind. And yes, that
absolutely
ties right into where we're at as a nation.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
We've got the news media so fickle, as I mentioned in kind of the broad strokes, is that you've got to have a message, be able to tie our Convention of States and Article 5 is the ultimate tool, right, to save our nation. And so what I do every single day is I create a daily media pitch with our senior writer that we send out to all the media liaisons, and we send it out to some of the other state directors and that as well, so that they can see. So we really, some days we have so much egregious liberty trespassing that it's hard for us to choose just one. But here's the perfect example of timeliness. For example, this week, you know, the Republican National Convention, we had that. Next week's going to be the Democrat Convention. So here's a message that we created to discuss these current events of convention time, right? And that is being that a single candidate cannot save America. That is the reality, because our founders distributed power among the three branches of government. That's the way our Constitution was created. And that even though we see an election cycle move along, we see more people joining the Convention of States Project because they are coming to the conclusion themselves that a single candidate, a president, cannot save the country. Because if you believe that a single candidate can save the country, you believe in tyranny. And so there's all these different messages that I'm tasked with creating every single week that I work with state leadership teams. And, of course, I work with Mark Meckler and Mike Ferris and Senator Tom Coburn. And so what I do is I try to come up with these new messages and cycle them up to the big dogs who are always in, you know, I'm working to get them in front of all these cameras and that. And so then they articulate that for their own, in their own language, so it comes across as though they're saying it. Another thing we saw this week is that the U.S. Treasury announced that our national debt is now at $19.4 trillion. That means the fact is our national debt has increased $1.2 trillion in the past 9 months alone, which puts President Obama on track to double our national debt since he won election in 2008. However, we have a secret weapon, and that is Senator Tom Coburn as our senior advisor, because I am able to put him out there now this coming week to talk about firsthand experience, as he was known as Dr. No in the Senate, right, to talk about what this kind of debt and spending, and let's be clear, Paul, this is outright fraud at the federal level. And as Senator Coburn has said, this will definitively destroy our nation if we do nothing. But through the Convention of States Project, our resolution, when we get to convention, we can absolutely address all these fiscal issues plaguing our nation, because we have a calling for fiscal restraint component in our subject matter resolution. And that is amazing. And we get to talk about that and emphasize that message point. So our resolution makes a current opens a current opportunity. Even when we hear this news from the U.S. Treasury, bam, Convention of States is relevant, and we can fix that if we get to convention. I love that. That's an amazing message. People are really resonating with that.
Right. So let me summarize what I heard, because you brought up kind of here's our new thread theme, which is kind of our overarching theme that we can relate to, which is, we are the anti, you know, it's the original anti-establishment
choice for saving America. Yes.
Right. Choice, right? For saving America. And then, again, we have, and I think I realized this very early on in the project, that current events are things which, it's ubiquitous. There's so many of them.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
It's hard to choose, you know, which one. But you always can always then pull it back to, okay, what is our overarching theme that we're looking at right now? We're anti-establishment. It's the establishment that's doing this to us. Draw it back into that. So this is for all our supporters out there. Again, not just for leadership, but, you know, district captains should be hearing this and being able to communicate this type of thing. I remember when I gave testimony back in 2014 at the GOP convention, and at that week had just been, the president had just released the five prisoners from Guantanamo, and I brought that up.
Yes.
I said, but if I was here last week, we would be talking about the VA hospital, because that was last week's issue.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter what week I'm here. I'm going to have something major to talk about.
That's right.
That's
absolutely
a problem. That was the point. That's a big problem.
Yes. But the Convention of States Project, this is the beautiful thing. We can solve all these problems with our resolution, and this is what I love, and this is the message we can continue to beat home and use the and use our news cycle to make that relevant.
Yes. So what I love about the daily reports, basically, we get from you and from Convention of States as leadership is, and what we've talked about on our statewide calls is, you know, always use your messaging, point to a problem, which is current, people will relate to, but then always give that solution. Always drive it back to the solution, which is Convention of State, because it you always want to give a solution. You don't want to just be a whiner and complainer, you know, doesn't this upset you, and then you're done, right? Well, look, here's a solution you can get involved with, right?
Yes.
And it's Convention of State Project. We have a solution to deal with this. I always
Absolutely.
Tell my wife when she comes with stories, I say, you know, I'm working on it. You know, it doesn't matter what the story is. I'm working on it.
That's right.
You know, and she'll laugh at that. But it's true. Well, we can respond to all those affronts from the federal government. Okay, the last of the three things you mentioned. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're exactly right, and I love that. I mean, it's literally that simple. Okay, so we've got a president legislating with his pen and a phone. Convention of States, our current resolution, we can fix that. We have the U.S. Treasury announcing that we are in a fiscal crisis. We can fix that. We have taken in more tax revenue ever in the history of our nation. We still can't fix our spending and debt problem. We can fix that. It is literally that simple. And when you have a message that can be that simple and clear, people want to know more. And that's exciting.
Yes, they do. Everywhere we go, when we have a chance to actually speak and answer questions, which is really important because people do have some really good questions. They have questions of not just fear, but of just they don't understand how the process works. And they don't understand, we've said this before, how much power we have as we the people. They have been conditioned to the point of there's not much we can really do. And that's not true. We can do a great deal. And it doesn't take a lot of us. It takes a significant number, but it doesn't. You don't need a majority of the country to join in. You just need a significant percentage to turn this around. So the last thing, and we've got about 3 minutes left, the last thing that you touched on was basically the quality and the integrity of our communication. Very important. And one of the things is we get people who are so excited, which is great, and they've got a lot of energy, but Article 5 is extremely dense to understand.
Yes.
And I know we've done a lot of education, obviously, of our leadership. You know, we have some other education coming down the pike probably fairly soon, which is going to be great for our, especially for our district captains, because the core of our message is at least being able to understand Article 5 and how that works. And, you and I have been involved in this for 3 years now, diving into something that I didn't even know existed 3 years ago. And we had somebody when we were at a meeting this past week, somebody said, you know, you sound like you're an expert on it. I said, well, I've been spending 3 years on it. I don't know if I'm an expert, but it's, you know, it's all
you
I
certainly have your master's degree. Let's put it that way.
But you don't have to be at that level. And one of the things we tell our district captains is we have been where you are. You will pick it up. So don't panic about that. But you do need to become fairly proficient in it fairly quickly because you're going to get a lot of questions and you're going to want to be able to stand and answer those. And we want to be able to answer with quality and integrity. And we don't want to promise pie in the sky that isn't in Article 5, but we do want to promise what is truly there and what the power we do have as we the people. Okay, we got about a minute left to go. How do you want to wrap up? Anything else you want to, any words of wisdom you want to give us?
You know, I have a couple of things, and that would be don't be afraid to jump in and want to support the communications effort. Number two, if you are a writer, we can always use you. So please, I encourage you to get involved, even if that's the only thing you want to do. And number three, you've got to join the Convention of States Project because there is no greater Liberty family, truly, than what we are, who we are meeting, the caliber of excellence, of inspiration, and passion from people that really love Liberty and love this nation from all colors, creeds, backgrounds. backgrounds and religions. And it is exciting. It is a great big Liberty family. And you can join at conventionofstates.com, and we'd love to have you.
Yes. Oh, thank you for that pitch. We are so excited, and I just am so happy that you're able to join us this morning. Again, we try and use these podcasts for educational purposes for people who want to learn more about, in more detail, some of the things that we deal with Convention of States. Have a great morning and a great weekend, Tamara. We'll be seeing you soon, and God bless, and God bless all who are listening. And thank you for listening to that Provident article here this Saturday morning. All right. We'll talk to you later, Tamara. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.